Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to thank everybody who's listening today for sharing us with your friends and families. We have over 600,000 listeners here in the United States, and internationally, we continue to expand. We have well over 100,000, and we're being shared in almost 56 countries right now, so we're very excited. I just want to say thank you. We have one heck of a show. We've had so many people want to know what's going on with all the scams and everything. We've got the right person here to talk to you. Scams have been plaguing Americans nationwide. A new report finds there could be a link between how much money you have because you're rolling in the dough and an effort to swindle it from you. We have Claire Martin. Tell us, Claire, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
She's a media relations associate for Northmount Inbound. She works with a lot of different clients, but we're really here to have her talk about the research that goes into this and the scams that are being taken place. And Claire, I'd love for you to start talking about all those scams, because it's almost like a housewives of whatever, because everybody really wants to know what they are. And it's just too bad that people get hit by these things. So
yeah, we did the study for Secure Data Recovery, and there were several different types of spam and scams that we looked at. One of them was income. Also, different brands that people are often scammed by, shopping scams online, and even romance scams.
Let's talk about, how does the romance scam work?
So that's sort of like online dating. What we found was that Wyoming residents, they are shockingly hit hardest by those. So they had 160% higher search rate than the national average for romance scams. That the study we did was based on Google Trends search data. In Vermont, they came in at number 2, and they also have a median age of about 42. And while there's no direct correlation, the Federal Trade Commission does say that scammers often target older adults. So that could be one reason they're higher up on that list.
The reason why I wanted to start there, because I actually want to share something with the audience. We run a financial planning practice, but there are two specific clients we have that have been duped by this scam. And basically, they were a little bit older and they started talking to somebody online through one of those dating apps. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're going back and forth between texts and all that kind of stuff. And then the person starts talking to them about a really cool investment. And it slowly but surely just pulled them in to where they were going to start taking, they gave them a little bit of money. And they have this like fake app that looks like they're making more money. The person says, hey, you know, you might want to put more money in there. Looks like you're going to double your money in 6 months. The next thing she knows, she's taking money. Well, we found out she was taking money out of her IRA. We said, hey, you need to go talk to somebody because it's unlikely that you're going to double your money every 6 months. And she said, no. And the next thing you know, they wiped out her total IRA of over $100,000. Basically, she was so embarrassed by it, she wouldn't report it until the IRS sent her a notice saying, hey, you owe us $30,000 off your IRA withdrawal for the taxes. So she had to file a police report, something with the Federal Trade Commission as well. And we had somebody else that we know that actually got hit by almost $400,000 because the person was real good and just pulled almost every cent she had out of her accounts. And she's 70 years old and she's back working now because she has no other money. These people are really good at this. So you really got to pay attention to what's going on. If you have an investment out there or somebody wants to sell you investment, especially if you're in a relationship with them, you really want to check it out, or actually have your accountant or somebody you know and trust check it out. Don't make that decision with your heart. Make it with your gut, so to speak. Now, what's the other scams?
They're scams by brand. One of the ways that people also get hit by scams is people posing as well-known brands to trick them. So Facebook was actually the most mentioned brand in scam-related searches. We found in our study, 18 different states were searching for Facebook number one scam-related searches. Cash App. That's another one. They were number two nationally, 15 different states, number one search for them. And then PayPal, Amazon, and Geek Squad, they were also top brands.
So basically, what do they do? Do they set up a mirror site and have somebody go there? How does that work?
Yes, there's a lot of different ways that scammers can trick you. They often pretend to be an organization, or they'll set up a website with a very similar domain, but not quite the same. They might use sophisticated designs and layouts, stolen logos, you know, fake website, or even a fake ad on a genuine website. So that's also something to look out for.
So the best way to protect yourself, if you're looking at using one of those apps, is to make sure that the domain, the www.whatever, is the exact one, the correct one. And also to make sure your malware and all that stuff are up to date too.
Well, and if you're using Cash App or Venmo, Venmo's not listed on our study, but it's a very similar website. And just make sure you know the person that you're maybe sending money to. That can also help.
Yeah, that can help a lot. What's next?
Shopping scams. That was another one. So very similar to scams by brand. But what we looked at was online marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace, Poshmark, very similar places that people sell stuff online, maybe even eBay. They're rising in popularity. So you also need to take some more precautions to protect yourself. The three states affected by shopping scams, they all have a higher than average median income. So New Hampshire, they have about $88,000 a year, their median income. Massachusetts, $89,000 a year. In Vermont, they're on that list, $72,000 a year.
So what they're doing is they're going after people who have a lot of money that would like to buy something really nice, and now they can see it at a steep discount and they're looking to purchase it. And when they purchase it, they find out it's not real.
Yeah, that can be one way for sure.
So do you know how people could find out how to protect themselves for something like that?
We mentioned it a couple times, but the Federal Trade Commission, they have a lot of really good advice for consumers. They have how you can spot a scam. There's four signs, and I'm getting this directly from their website. They say that they pretend to be an organization you know. Scammers frequently say there's a problem or a prize. Scammers pressure you to act immediately, and they'll also tell you in a very specific way how to pay them. And then they have some more advice on how to avoid a scam. And if you're ever a victim of a scam, you make sure to report it to the FTC as well.
So in other words, if they want to buy a gift card or something that's non-traceable, then you really know it's a scam. Okay.
Yes.
It's like getting a phone call from the IRS. They don't make phone calls.
Yes. Avoid those weird phone numbers, those weird area codes, those texts. Just avoid it all.
And the same thing with the emails from the IRS, because they don't do that either. What other scams are people getting hooked up by?
So those were the main ones that our study looked at. I'm sure there was more. We did do a little bit on, like I mentioned, those search area codes. So scammers might spoof local phone numbers to make them more believable or create fake phone numbers. So what we found is scammers are posing as South Floridians, people from the Bahamas, and people from Jamaica the most. So those area codes start with a 7 or they start with an 8 to perpetuate scams. And also we found that Hawaii, they are searching for unfamiliar area codes or spam texts at a higher rate than the national average, a much higher rate, about 135% more than other people. So they're getting hit the hardest.
So in other words, people are going after people in Hawaii because of obviously their income. That's very interesting. Tell us what North Star does.
So North Star Inbound, we're an agency, a digital PR agency, and we also work in search engine optimization. So we have lots of clients and we do studies and surveys and send it out to people like you so we can talk about it.
Well, I think that's great because I think there's a lot of people who don't understand what's going on and they need some help. And a lot of times if you do research, it can make all the difference in the world. Hey, Claire, I want to thank you very, very much for sharing with us your scam report and your research. Everybody that's listening right now, we're going to make sure it's available on our website. So you can go there, take a look at it. You can get connected with North Star Inbound if you'd like to connect with them. With that, I want to thank you for joining us today, Claire. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll probably have you back next time with possibly a different subject. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, stick with us. We'll be back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I do want to thank you again for sharing with your friends and family and associates. If you want to look at the recordings, you can go to on Spotify, Google Play. The big thing is to take a look at our affiliates at UK Health Radio. AMFM 247. I just want to thank you all for sharing us with them. Now, what I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit more about some scams. Now, we talked about two or three that are affecting people who typically have more money. And yes, scammers want to target people with more money because they can get more money. The biggest thing about the top six scams for 2023 is the scams continue to evolve. They evolve from a standpoint of the latest trends, and they're using those trends to separate you from your personal income and ultimately your money. The big thing to realize is that society, we're conducting more and more business on a daily basis, whether it be online. So scammers are no exceptions. Many scammers have adapted to a digital first approach but remember to stay alert when you ever receive a call or a text you're not expecting. Claire talked about the romance scam. The romance scam has been going on for decades. And essentially, the way it happens online is somebody poses an internet interest and they convince their target to download an investment app, whether it be fake crypto accounts or something else. And then these scammers claim that they're putting in their own money. You'll see this app. It'll display on a screen and it'll show you that your wealth is growing. And all that's really happening is the criminals taking your money. And as I said before, you want to carefully scrutinize any investment opportunity, even if you think you're a sophisticated investor. Get the financials, check everything out, check it out with the regulatory bodies like the SEC, the FTC, the whole shot to make sure it's not a scam. Next, there's a payday loan scam. Criminals exploit the inflation squeezing workers by offering fake payday loans that can claim they'll help people get a handle on their bills. The loan applicants are told that they need to pay a fee. The money goes to the scammer's pocket and the applicant gets nothing. To stay safe here, be wary, just like Clara said, of anyone who asks you to pay any sort of loan fee with a gift card or some other non-traceable form of payment. Now, one of the other scams, it's called a one-time password scam or an OTP scam. And according to Experian, it warns that scammers are utilizing bots of automated programs to deceive people into sharing their two-factor authentication code via a text or email from a financial institution or a company like Amazon, okay? The bots will make a robocall or send a text that appears on your to come from your bank asking you to authorize a charge. Then it asks you to enter authentication code you've just been sent if the transaction isn't yours. It's actually the bot is trying to log into your bank account and wants the code the bank sent you as a precaution so it can get into your account and steal your money. Never share authentication codes or provide other information in response to unsolicited phone calls or texts, even if the caller ID shows it's from a trusted institution. A lot of people are getting phone calls and that caller ID says IRS, B of A, whatever it is. You just want to make sure, even get off the phone with that person and call B of A or call the IRS to make sure it's true. Next, student loan forgiveness. According to Experian, we know about the Biden administration's plan to forgive student loans. It faces an uncertain future and it's being tied up in court. And obviously, it didn't go through in the courts, but now he's got another option out there. And, people might not have heard that it didn't go through the ports. These companies have built phony application sites aimed at stealing applications' social security numbers, bank information. Sometimes they even target people by phoning them, impressing them, and applying and charging a fee for their help. The scam is still happening. And the reason why is because there's so much student loan debt that people are carrying, and they're just looking for a way to get out of it. Folks, go to the Department of Education Student Aid website to keep track of the proposed forgiveness programs, to make sure you qualify and make sure whatever anybody's offering you is actually real. Next, check washing scams. Check washing scams have been going on for 50, 60, 70 years. And all that's really happening is scammers are exploiting people by stealing your checks out of the post office box or your mailbox. And the scammers will use, you know, household chemicals to erase original names, dollar amounts, leaving blank spaces so they can fill it in. It's easy to convert a $25 check to one for thousands of dollars. How do you play this safe? It's just very important. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service recommends depositing your outgoing mail in blue collection boxes before the last pickup of the day, so that it doesn't sit in there overnight or a long time. If you're at home, avoid leaving mail in your mailbox overnight. If you're not able to get to it or you're away, have a friend or a neighbor pick up your mail while you're away. Next, free gift cards using a QR code, and it's called a QR code scam. Scammers put a fake code over the real one to exploit the convenience of the barcodes people scan into their phones to see things like a restaurant menu or make a payment. According to Experian, scammers may call and say, hey, they're going to send you a QR code to your phone so you can receive a $100 gift card. And it's like, yeah. In reality, the QR code may take you to a malicious website. How do you stay safe? If you receive a QR code out of the blue, contact the person or company that's supposed to send it to make sure it's for real. Use a phone number that you know is authentic. That means if you're calling PayPal, go to the website, get the PayPal phone number. Folks, you want to share this one with all the people you love and care about, especially if they're trusting, because you don't want them to take advantage. And you know what, folks? We're going to take a quick little break here. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Like I said, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Today, one of the things I think it's important that we talk to all of our listeners about, it's called irrational exuberance. Now, think about this. Have you noticed in the last year, the weather has really changed? Things are getting more violent. They're happening more quickly. Nothing's normal anymore. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we weren't having F1 tornadoes or Category 1 hurricanes. We had five F4 tornadoes at one time. That's five tornadoes. In November, December, January, had blizzard after blizzard. We've had wildfires in Canada. I mean, we just found out the state capital of Vermont is flooded. That hasn't happened in more than 100 years. We've had dried up lake beds that have been dried up for more than 40 years in California. Hey, they're a new lake again, okay? And the same thing is happening in our financial landscape. These economic storms, the interesting part about it is this, they're happening and they're doing it at an age you've never been, at a time you've never been in. These economic bubbles are just as devastating, happening more frequently and getting stronger. Now, think about it. We had COVID. We went to a supply chain storm, okay? Everything was harder to get. As a result, it created inflation. We have an inflation bubble and it's keep bubbling up. The Federal Reserve, to burst that bubble, they increased interest rates. And you know what? Interest rates are really high and we're likely to have two more. And as a result, we see earnings decline. You know what? Rates of return are dropping, going negative. We have bonds that are losing value. It also created banking issues because the interest rates are going so high so fast. And those banks were, hey, they're paying 2.5%. Nobody wants to get a CD from them at 2.5%. They want it at 5 or 6, and nobody's getting it. In the last 3 months, we saw a reduction in oil production because Russia and Saudi Arabia have cut oil production by 2.5 million barrels a day. Because of people started working out of their house and working remotely, we have a commercial real estate debt issue where, you know, you have companies that have buildings that they had a interest-only loan, and it's coming due. They were paying 2, now they got to pay 7. The problem is they only have a building that might be 30% full, so they can't pay it. And as we're seeing already, like with the Westmill Mall in San Francisco, they gave back the building. The Hyatt gave back the building. We're starting to see this. And this is creating an issue with banking, especially regional banks. And we're likely to see more problems. And because of the interest rates going up, we've got that bubble right there. And how is that going to burst? Well, 60% of the economy, our economy is made up of small businesses, people who employ 5 to 500 people. And they're now being adversely affected because the credit markets are drying up, because quite frankly, when they were paying 2%, now they got to pay 7, it's 3.5 times more. They might not be able to qualify with their income through to make the payment. Orders for raw materials from manufacturers have consistently reduced. We're seeing what's happening with the housing market. It's slowing down. I mean, folks, there's a lot going on here. Now, one of the things that I would love to show you is this, and I'm just going to put it on here real quick here. And just have you take a look at it. And it's called a Market Watch update for, you know, earlier this week. I want to bring your eyes to what's called the Shiller PE ratio. Okay. Just so I can give you an idea of what's going on. If everybody on this call that's listening, we all went to an ice cream shop. Obviously, that ice cream shop would be doing pretty well because they have great ice cream, right? And if you saw a for sale sign in there, we went up to the owner and said, hey, how much are you selling it for? And he says, $3.1 million. Okay. And they say, how much does it earn? $100,000. Would anybody buy that ice cream shop? Nobody would. Who would buy something that's going to be 31 times its earnings? That's crazy. Well, folks, the Shiller PE ratio was created by Robert Shiller, the world-renowned economist, to give an indication of what's truly happening within the marketplace. And at current, it's at 31.61, okay? Now, nobody would take me up on that ice cream shop, right? I wouldn't, okay? We use this to help our clients make prudent, informed decisions. But if you think about this, hey, what's going on? Now, when we look at this, we say, hey, in a good market, the Shiller PE ratio sits between 15 and 16. Right before the bubble of 1999 burst, it was at 44. Folks, in January of 2022 and December of 2021, the Shiller PE ratio sat at 40. You all know what happened in 2022. It reverted back to 31. Now, there's a one thing that's called with this ratio, just like we have with the next one. And it's called mean reversion. It means it always reverts back to the mean. So if this goes from 31 back to 15, 16, we're likely to see more potential losses and maybe 20% range. Okay. This next one right here is the Warren Buffett Index. It's called market cap versus GDP. And as you could see here, anything above 135% is overvalued. And you might even want to, you know, if you're watching this online, take a picture of the screen here. Check it out for yourself. We have a thing right now in the last 6-7 months, the market has gained almost 18%. What's driving that market is essentially 6 companies. If you take away those 6 companies away from the S&P, you're not seeing the growth rates that you're seeing right now. And what you have is a thing called irrational exuberance. You know what? You know, when we're in a bubble economy, and I just talked about that, but we were living in a bubble economy. If you remember 1999, the bubble of 1999, and then 2000, and now we have the AI bubble, okay? You know what? You also have to remember, folks, for most of you back then, you know what? You were in your 20s, I mean, 30, 40, 50. You're at a different stage of life. You had the safety of a job. So if the market went down, no big deal. You got 15, 20 years to make it back. Okay. But you had a job to fill your income and your lifestyle. So the question I have is, I need you to think about, especially if you're 5 to 7 years or in retirement, is at this stage of your life, is it worth gambling on a bubble? Because you know what they say about bubbles? They all burst. One of the other things that I want to share with you is one of the pieces that our analysts did, and it just went across the board. And when you're looking at experts and people like myself, you don't have to just believe me. But according to Bank of America, they expect a 10% loss between now and December 31st in the market. Barclays, a 17% loss between now and December 31st. BYN Mellon, 21% loss between now and the end of the year. Citibank, 10% loss between now and the end of the year. Wells Fargo, 12%. Morgan Stanley, 13%. So one of the big things that we need to think about is when we go back to the 1990s, hey, we you know what, people were barely even using their cell phone. We didn't have GPS. Now we have GPS that says, hey, this is where the action is. Here's what's going on. And right now, it's really important to understand that these technical reports are like your GPS. And right now they're just screaming caution. So, you know, something to think about here, folks. What do you see that the experts are not? What is giving you the warm and fuzzies? If you ask me and other experts to start screaming caution. So if you're about to retire or you're in retirement, it's important to think about how you generate your income. Because if you think about it, if you're only focused on growth and you didn't generate income, but you had to take a withdrawal, whether it be forced because it's a required minimum distribution or just to sustain your lifestyle, when that market was down over the last 2 years, you sold off shares at a lower cost and essentially cannibalized your principal. And at the same time, you had to pay taxes on it. So think about it. What do you see that the experts are not? What is giving you the warm and fuzzies? I just wanted to leave that with you all because I think it's important. If you're not educated about what's going on with your finances, you should get educated because quite frankly, it'll make all the difference in the world. I want to thank you for joining us here today on Saving with Steve. That's it with me. This is Steve Saxton with Saving with Steve. And with that, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Saxton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Saxton on UK Health Radio.